From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. We have a very special guest on today's program. For millions of people, their first experience with dance music was brought to them by Paul Van Dyke, the first artist to hold the number one slot in DJ Mag's top 100 list, and he did it 2 years in a row. He circled the globe playing to enormous crowds for decades, collaborated with tons of pop icons, and has now released his sixth studio album, Evolution. It truly is an honor to have an absolute legend of electronic music on the Unts Podcast, so please keep it strapped down. You're going to enjoy this one. The Unts Challenge 3 is wrapping up next week. 100 artists are competing to tour the festival circuit this summer. The winners of the challenge will be playing sets at Summer Camp, Wakarusa, Sonic Bloom, and Electric Forest Festival. Truly an amazing opportunity. Make sure you head over to theunts.com/theuntschallenge3, that's 3 in Roman numerals, III, to cast your vote by April 27th. Here's Paul Van Dyke. Let's start up, obviously, with the biggest news of all. Your latest album, Evolution, is out now. It's been 5 years since your last studio release in between, and it's really appropriately named Evolution because in that time span, dance music has made a huge comeback in the States, always strong in Europe, Asia, South America, and Canada, but audiences in the States have grown tenfold in the last few years. That's got to be exciting for someone like you who has seen the growth and the flux in the industry.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, especially, I mean, I can truly say I'm one of the biggest fans of electronic music. So therefore, you know, seeing so many people enjoying it too is always a great thing. And I mean, you know, the album is out and I'm really happy and so yeah, good times.
Tell me, since In Between, how has your own sound evolved?
Well, I think the best thing is to kind of just like listen to the music and sort of like make up your mind about it yourself. Because the thing is, you know, when I go to the studio, I'm not really analytical. I'm not really thinking, okay, I need to approach it this way or that way. I usually have an atmosphere in mind and, you know, I work till I feel it coming across. And, you know, when I feel it's coming across, then the track is finished. And I can never really tell you, you know, what the outcome will be, you know, before I finish it, to be really honest. I mean, who would have ever thought that, you know, Archie and myself work together on a track and it turns out to be clearly drum and bass influence. That's just something when those magical creative moments are happening that you can never predict before.
The Sun After Heartbreak, produced by Paul Van Dyke with Artie.
Everything feels so good.
The Ocean from Paul Van Dyke and Artie, out now on Evolution.
I'm glad you mentioned Artie, and also you have Caillou and Albert on there. The big single from the album is Eternity, with vocals from Adam Young of Owl City, a really beautiful, majestic piece. Did you purposefully seek him out for this track? Was it through connections from your label, or did you find him and just say, you know, craft the lyrics in the way you see fit? Did you give him any guidance or any idea of what you wanted?
No, it actually was a rather different way, because I don't really believe in those sort of like, you know, marketing driven collaborations. You know, for me, every single person that I worked with was like really handpicked, and you know, we have something in common. There's a story behind everything. With Adam as an example, he contacted us about 3-4 years ago, and he did send some music over, and I was absolutely amazed, you know, by this sort of like his, you know, in a very sort of positive way, insane creativity. It's just like
sure,
really special sort of artist. And, you know, I said, yeah, let's definitely, we should like make some music together, but I'm not actually working on an album right now. When it's time, we should definitely hook up and actually do something together. Obviously, a little later, he had this massive hit with Fireflies. But again, we stayed in contact, and you know, when it was about time to kind of like focus on the sort of like production sessions of the album, mm-hmm. you know, I reached out to him and send him some, like, you know, first sort of ideas, and then we started to really developing them, and came up with Eternity.
Adam Young is like a perfect distillation of today's electronic music scene. It's not a bunch of big shot producers churning out hits for pop stars. Here's a kid making beats in his basement and becoming successful by simply getting a bunch of hits on MySpace. You know, that's become the business model of the scene. Use affordable technology to craft a song on your laptop at home, and then use some brute force and Facebook status updates to get yourself some recognition, which I feel has contributed a lot to this resurgence of dance music. For someone who's been in the industry such a long time, do you see this as a good thing, or do you believe maybe the market is being flooded with amateurs and the level of overall quality is diminished? How do you see it?
Well, first of all, I see it as something extremely positive if they sort of like the market opens up to creative people. So if people mm-hmm. that maybe didn't have any chance to ever go to the studio, now because of the technology have the chance to actually be creative and deliver something that is meaningful. At the same time, and this is where, you know, obviously, you know, there's always like two sides to the same thing. Of course, there is much more out now, and that much more also means that there's a lot of stuff that may would have never been released because of the quality not really being there. But because mm-hmm. it doesn't actually cost anything to actually put a track out through one of those sites, people do so anyway. So still, we have so much fantastic producers and musicians within our musical genre that there's still so much fantastic music out there. Still, regardless of, you know, how big it will be, still, to me, this is like the best and the greatest of music genre in the world because of, you know, the creativity you can use to actually create something and move people.
Will you be there when the dream?
Eternity from Paul Van Dyke featuring Owl City's Adam Young. Let's check out fresh beats from this past week. Here's an exclusive from Manic Focus, Church and Play. The RD remix of Vision Vision from Loyal Divide's Vision Revision remix album, up on theunce.com/freshbeats.
Money through love, to burn up a love.
It thrills me to no end that your real introduction to the world of dance music and Western music was through radio. I'm a radio guy myself, and for so long these great big commercial stations were just buying up all the small operations all over the U.S., pushing out all the competition and just blasting out the same bland top 40 hits on, you know, 95% of terrestrial stations throughout the country. And I'm sure similar things happened in Europe and Asia and everywhere else. But now, because of satellite radio and especially podcasting, I'm seeing this rejuvenation in the medium. Are you getting that same feeling? Do you still have those ties to radio that it holds a special place in your heart for you?
Well, first of all, absolutely yes, because listening to West Berlin radio stations was the only connection to the free world for me. You know, I grew up in East Germany, you know, behind the wall, and basically, you know, didn't have a chance anyhow to go anywhere, buy records or whatsoever. So for me, it was the music that was played on the radio. So of course, radio will always hold a very special sort of like place in my heart. In terms of, you know, when I sort of look at where technology is going, as an example, I don't believe in satellite radio, because I think the mobile devices we actually are using these days and the possibilities that we will see in the future by the internet becoming faster and faster through the wireless models, I think people will actually generate their own playlist in the sort of way how the radio used to do it. They're only going to play what they really enjoy. If you look at sort of like, you know, certain things like Spotify, etc., I think this is something what we will see being more and more and more in the world. In terms of satellite radio, you're still limited to sort of, well, you always need the satellite sort of signal. And I think right now, the spread of wireless networks is much wider than basically walking around and trying to find your satellite.
Sure.
And for example, in Europe, because the only place where satellite radio really actually plays some sort of role is America. It's nowhere else in the world.
Right. No, that makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. And finally, you had mentioned growing up in East Germany. I imagine that inspired fiercely in you this drive to be politically aware. And you've been an outspoken advocate of the power of music to overcome centuries of deep-seated hatred. You mentioned this with conflicts in the Middle East and so forth. And this is an election year in this country, and sides are being taken, and the divides between people deepen around these issues of, as we had mentioned, corporate control and other basic human civil rights and universal health care and every other hot button issue you could think of. Did you bury in evolution your own messages about how people should be treating one another, or did you decide consciously to make this maybe consciously or unconsciously to make this more of a fun party album people can just turn on and enjoy, and an album of escapism? I know that's got to be a pull in both directions for you.
Well, first of all, I think, you know, the electronic music scene in general is rather sort of like open-minded cosmopolitan scene, so I don't think you need to put that extra label down in the form of music. So I think it's pretty clear, you know, this is a global scene. People actually communicate through the net all over the world with each other, and it doesn't really matter where they're coming from or what God they believe in. I think this is the essence of electronic music. At the same time, again, I can only come back to that. It's like, I'm not really analytical when I go to the studios. Like, you know, I feel something, I want to bring something across. And in some way, you know, I feel, you know, also when I sort of like, you know, look at the lyrics now, you know, when I step back and look at everything, it pretty much is an album that sort of like goes, you know, onto kind of like personal relationships rather than the sort of like the big relationships between countries. Because at the end of the day, it always comes down to two people enjoying being with each other, or maybe not. And I think this is sort of, you know, what's sort of much more reflected on the album. It's like, it's a much more personal approach towards that issue. As an example, there's a song on there called Everywhere, which is essentially a love song. But at the same time, if you sort of like look at the most love songs, they either completely over-exaggerate everything, or they're really, really sad. So what love really is, actually, that lies in those fine details. Like the trace circle on the table of a coffee cup. That's some stuff that you sort of like, see, somebody's not there, but he has been there, and it's important to you. And this is what we sort of try to bring across in a way, in a different sort of like manner. And that is actually, that goes for the same in terms of political statement. I never actually like really have put a political statement into my music as such. Still, obviously, my music actually has a certain momentum of that, purely because of, obviously, I'm standing for something, because actually I raise my voice when I see something is wrong, I go ahead and try and change it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think you've 100% accomplished that with this album. Evolution is out now. Paul Van Dyke, thanks so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Everywhere from Paul Van Dyke's new album Evolution. What a joy having him on the program. Thanks go to John, Rebecca, and everyone else who made that possible. You know who you are. If you want to keep up with Paul Van Dyke or grab the new album, please visit paulvandyke.com. That's no E, pure PVD. Let's just run down the list of festivals we're giving away tickets for. This is absolutely ridiculous. Altitude in Boulder, Camp Bisco 11, Emissions in NorCal, I Love This City in San Francisco, Mint Green Festival in Jersey, Movement Detroit, Sonic Bloom, Summer Camp, Symbiosis, The Manifestation Celebration, and I've got VIP tickets for Bass Nectar's Va Va Voom tour in Birmingham, Alabama next week, Zed's Dead in Seattle, Rusko in Chicago, The Coop, Cascade, Minnesota, Adventure Club. We don't know what to do with all these tickets. Take them off our hands. Go to theunz.com/contest and win them. All it takes is one click once you're signed up for free. Please visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunz.com. Join the conversation at the UNS podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.